Amen. Well, Merry Christmas to all of you. When I was in seminary, there was a course called The Bible in the New York Times, trying to relate Christianity to all the modern, to all the events of the day. Now, there's always, I think, kind of a perilous operation, but that's what that was all about. I didn't take that course either. But in light of that, I was this morning at breakfast reading the Washington Post, which I do as a discipline. And in its editorial, main editorial, it is about Christianity. That's why I always look around for the editorials around this time of year. I'm just curious to see what people are saying. And actually, it's not a bad article. And it wants to say, in this time of great difficulty and darkness, it says and wraps up in its own mind what the Christian message is. It goes on to say, the Christian, the word Christian, is often misused in our times in a way that implies some allegiance to a particular political party, economic doctrine, or a set of moral strictures that are not representative of large numbers of true Christians. Now that is absolutely spot on. They're absolutely right. And then they add, the media are often complicit in this confusion. And I agree with them there. And then they summarize, what is it about the Christian message we need to take on board? Well, the heart of it is this. It's a true statement, they say. It is. He says, according to the Gospel of Matthew, It comes from the Gospel of Matthew that is the heart of the Christian faith, and it is stated as an ideal voiced by Jesus, who said, I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. Well, true enough, he did say those words, and we should be doing those things. But is that the heart of the Christian message? What's interesting is the writer obviously is unaware of the context for this little passage. It is the great judgment, Matthew 25, the final day judgment. And the evidence of the judgment is how we have lived our lives, which gives expression to our faith. I don't think they realize that that is a very difficult passage. It's in the, as I say. And yet it's a true passage. But what's wrong with it? Is that the heart of the Christian faith? If it is, then we're about the same as every other, religion. I think all religions, I'm sure, would want to do these things, which are things that we should do. I would say many non-Christians would want to do these things. But let me look with the epistle, though, says something quite different as to the heart of the Christian faith. And here's what it says. For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people. Do you notice the word grace, which is absent from the Washington Post? Training us to renounce ungodliness and worldly passions and to live self-controlled, upright, and godly lives. It says that our living out our life begins by receiving the grace of God. The grace of God moves us to live in such a way that we can feed the hungry and give food to those in need. It is the grace of God which is the great motivating force. That's what he says here. But then he goes on, and he shows us the engine of the gospel, or the heart of the gospel. It is not what we do, but it is this. Who gave himself, referring to Jesus, for us to redeem us from all lawlessness and to purify for himself a people for his own possession who are zealous for good works. Let me repeat. The Christian faith does not begin with what you and I are called to do. It begins with a remembrance of what he has done for us. And that makes all the difference in the world because we need to be forgiven. We need to be redeemed. Why do we need to be redeemed? Well, later on in Titus, there's another verse, which also pertains to each and every human being. For we ourselves were once foolish, disobedient, led astray, slaves to various passions and pleasures, passing our days in malice and envy, hated by others and hating one another. Now that characterizes humanity in general. That's the way we are. You're a hater. That phrase now is very popular here. Are you hating on me? Are you you're a hater. You know, we don't like haters. Well, we do hate, as a matter of fact. And what Paul, speaking to Titus, who's like a bishop in Crete, and he's got a very difficult situation to bring Christian faith to a very pagan part of the world in those days. And he reminds him what the Christian faith is. It's all about what Jesus has done. And the incarnation, he appeared. God appeared in the form of Jesus, in the person of Jesus. But that's where the story begins. It concludes and finds its fulfillment in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So if I could make a correction to the Washington Post, I wish they would, rather than print what they do here, which is sort of an outcome of the gospel, that they would actually tell us what the gospel is. It has to do with what God in Christ has done for us. You know, you could almost split all world religions with two words. You have the do religions, which is about all of them. Islam is do, 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 do. Jehovah's Witnesses do, 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 do. And all the others do, 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 do. You do this, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. But the Christian faith, unlike all the others, is done. It's a done religion. In order to come into fellowship with God, all that is necessary has been done through the incarnate, crucified, and risen Jesus Christ. And as a consequence of that, we're forgiven, given a new spirit, given a new birth, really. We now are to live a life, as he says, zealous for good works, not as a way to attain this eternal standing, but rather as a joyful response to what Christ has done for us on the cross and what through his Holy Spirit he is doing in us today. So the problem with the Washington Post is that they don't know or don't express what the gospel is. That isn't Christian. The Christian faith is the gospel. It's what God has done. Anyway, at least they gave me something to talk about and to think about and for us to think about. So I'm glad they did put that word in there. But we don't want to be confused and think they got it straight, because they don't. But so many people really don't. And I can understand why, because the Christian faith is so unique. I mean, it's one of a kind. God in Christ saving us. As he says here, the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation for all people. All people have this offer of salvation given to them through the incarnate life of Jesus, through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And then the result of these things is good works. And we are called to declare these things, exhort, rebuke with all authority. Let no one disregard you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you.